in all this hustle and bustle, it's easy to forget to laugh. Don't forget to laugh. You know, the Bible says laughter is like a medicine. God made laughter. And if we're laughing at something clean, we do not have to feel guilty. Because God designed laughter to help us. So come to bit.ly.com/funnyandclean. That's bit.ly.com/funnyandclean. You'll hear clean comedy, like sketch comedy and showcases. And you'll also hear a parody called Dr. What. Both with the intent to make you laugh. Enjoy clean comedy at Protectorate Productions Comedy Showcase.
This is the Life Truth Network.
Protectorate Productions presents a Lion's Den audiobook and drama podcast, Protectors of the Book, an allegorical fantasy by Nathaniel D. Caldwell.
Chapter 5.
Jaden thought himself crazy when he first heard the voice. Then he noticed that every time the voice spoke, the pottery in the room clanked, as the room itself seemed to shake.
"Who touches the vessel?"
the voice boomed. Jadeth opened his mouth to speak, but then thought better of it. It might be time to exit the room quickly. He turned, but then found a hidden door slammed down from above the doorway, sealing him in with whoever it was.
"Who dares ignore my voice?"
The voice was getting angrier now. Jadeth shook his head. There was no good solution, but it seemed he had no choice but to answer. "I am Jadeth Fates."
"Jadeth Fates,"
the voice continued, to be ear-splittingly loud.
"You have made contact with my vessel. Explain yourself."
"Sir, it was just so beautiful that I had to touch it."
"Is it beauty you seek?"
Jadeth thought for a moment before answering. "It is. Beauty and adventure."
"It seems you have found both this day,"
the voice responded. "It has been a rather unusual day indeed," Jadeth answered. "I may have bit off more adventure than my feeble constitution can handle."
"You are afraid of me, then?"
"I have to be honest. I am afraid," Jadeth admitted. Laughter seemed to emanate from the clay jar.
"And right you should be, elf. You have found yourself in the presence of the great Fatero."